Hi, amigas. Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Daily Cafecito. If you're new here, girl, welcome. Welcome to the space where we just help empower each other and just become the best version of ourselves. I'm so excited to have you guys obviously listening to this episode today. I hope you guys are having a good start to your week. I hope your Monday is productive. Depending on what day you're listening to this, I hope your week is just going so good or your day is going good. Just wishing you the best vibes always, girly. So anyways, we have a very, very good episode today, you guys, because I really want to sit down and talk to you guys about a topic that I feel like has been coming up a lot lately, especially like on my social media platforms, or like just topics that I've been talking about with like friends and things like that, and just more about becoming like a high value woman. And it's crazy because, okay, I feel like I'm already jumping right in, but I have a few announcements, you guys, before we get started onto the topic. One, I wanted to say thank you guys for literally, you guys, every single episode has been doing so amazing. Thanks to you guys, I've been getting such amazing opportunities on my podcast. And it's fucking crazy because I'm like, I never realized that like, having a podcast was like such a big thing, you know. I like started it out for fun to be able to just like really connect with you guys and like talk to my friends, and I'm like, girl, this shit is crazy. Like, it's a real way of building connections. And I just want to let you guys know that if you guys ever want to start anything like this, or you ever, you know, feel like you want to create content, or you have something valuable or something that you're really passionate about that you want to share with the world, girl, please, please, please just go out there and fucking do it. Like, don't worry about what anyone else is thinking. Don't worry about like anybody else's opinion. You just go out there and do what makes you happy. I think that was literally like the only announcement I had, was basically saying thank you to you guys. So let's just go ahead and get started on today's episode. So basically, what I wanted to bring up, you guys, is the topic of being a high value woman. And I want to share with you guys a little bit about my experience and kind of like why I really felt the need to make this topic, or to talk about this topic today. And basically, the other day, if you guys don't follow me on my personal social media, I posted my journey of like my career journey, like the different careers that I've had. And also, you guys, if you guys hear the music in the background, I'm so sorry. Freaking, we had a little carnita asada and like our neighbors came over. We were just chilling. So they're still downstairs and I'm like, guys, I have to go upstairs and talk to my girls. So I'll be right back. But anyways, so I had made a post on social media just talking about like my career journey and like the different jobs that I've had. And I really tried to express myself and kind of put myself back in my, like, in those shoes, or like that current moment that I was working at that specific spot. Because I've always felt, you guys, that every single person, like, you know exactly like what you want to be doing in life, right? It's just about like you listening to your heart instead of your head. So every single job that I've gone through, I've always performed my best. I've always appreciated every single job that I've been at, right? And of course, they always say that like the universe gives you sometimes like more than you can handle, because they want to test you. Like, the universe wants to test you and see how good you can handle your current job, to see if you're even worthy of what it is that you want, right? Like your dream job or your dream career. So I've always treated it that way. I'm like, if I can't even be good at my current job, or treat my current job the way that I would a dream job, then I don't think I deserve to even have, you know, that dream job. So anyways, that's kind of like besides the point. But I shared my journey and started really to realize, like, as soon as I had posted everything, I really took a second and I was like, damn, like, I really fucking did that. Like, I really fucking did that. And sometimes I think that we don't give ourselves enough credit for where the fuck we're at. And it just kind of really clicked in me, you guys, that sometimes I don't, what's that word? I kind of like undermine like the things that I've achieved. And I feel like a lot of people do that. Like, they just, to themselves, like the way that the world perceives you is way different than the way that you perceive yourself. And I for sure 100% feel that. And I was like, damn, like, I just sat there and like kind of like looked back and I was like, fuck, like, manifestation is so fucking real. Like, it's so fucking real. And I'm going to share with you guys why. Basically, so I've always known in my heart that like I want to be a content creator. Like, that is something that I want to do. And like I said, I believe that you always know exactly what it is that you want with your life. It's sometimes you're afraid, or you get stuck into different situations, or different experiences around you change your mind, or different things like that. But I always believe that you yourself know exactly where you're supposed to be at and what it is that you want to do with your life. Again, other things might change your mind or make you think otherwise, or social media probably makes you think that you're supposed to be doing something completely different. Because I'm telling you guys, I know touching back on the subject of social media is so controlling that I will tell you, social media will make you believe that you have to have a specific career. And I will tell you guys a little example. I started to get a little bit tired of marketing, and I'm like, oh yeah, like I don't know if this is what I want to do and whatever. And it's normal though. Like, it's super, super normal to like get into a funk or get into like a, you know, like stumble upon like a little rock on the road where you're just like, you know, like maybe this isn't what I want to do. And social media really had me believing that I'm like, man, maybe I need to be a nurse. Like, maybe I want to be a nurse, because being a nurse is so glorified right now on social media, at least on my timeline, that it truly makes you believe that that's what you're supposed to be doing. And I'm here to tell you, do not let social media rule your mind and change your mind and make you strive away from what you know you're supposed to be doing. Because like I said, everyone knows in their heart what they want to do and what they want to be doing with their life, and you can achieve it, because you wouldn't have those dreams, you wouldn't have that thought, you wouldn't have that feeling in your heart if you couldn't. Anyways, I've always known deep down, like every career that I've had, that I wanted to do something in social media. I've always said that. I've always like, I want to have a career in social media. Like, I want to make a certain amount of money before I turn this age, because lo quiero disfrutar now that I'm young. I've always said that, you guys, since I was like in high school, since I was like pretty much like old enough to really understand like the power of like manifesting and like creating like my own life, and you know, the life that I want and the life that I deserve. I've always believed that deep, deep down, despite any other job that I've ever had, I've always known that it wasn't going to be like, that wasn't like my end game. Like, that wasn't where I was going to stay at forever. You know, I just knew this is just like a part of my life that I have to get through to get to the career that I want to be at. So when I started looking at those photos and I started to really like sink in, or like really think about like, damn, like, look at where the fuck I'm at now. Like, I'm literally creating my dream career, but it wouldn't have been if I wouldn't have stayed dedicated. And every single day I took one step towards creating the career that I wanted to have. So for example, I never stopped posting on social media throughout any of those jobs that I've had years ago, you guys. I've always posted on YouTube. So a little fun fact, maybe I'll upload the, actually they are on YouTube. I still have the account of the old YouTube videos I used to make, but obviously they never got me anywhere. But now I truly, truly understand why they didn't work out, because I was in a position in my life where if I would have had like everything that like a YouTube career could have brought to me, I don't think I would have been the same person I am today. So I feel like honestly, it has kept me so humble to like go through everything that I have been through to be where I'm at now, because now I feel like I'm truly living out my purpose. And I believe the same thing for you. You know, it's literally, you understand and you know exactly what it is that you want to do with your life. It's just, again, life gets distracting, or, you know, life throws different experiences at you that you're just like, oh, what the fuck? Like, you have to really figure out like what you want to do, you know, but you always know deep down inside what it is that you want to do. And I'm here to tell you that even if you take one small step towards your goal every single day, all of those steps that you take every single day eventually are going to accumulate to, you know, creating your dream career, or creating the life that you envision for yourself, that you want to have. Again, we're not going to call it a dream life. But okay, so getting back to the high value woman, the reason why I was telling you guys that story is because I'm in a part of my life right now where I know what the fuck I want, and I'm no longer going to deny what it is that I want. So for example, if you want to have a career in social media, I actually had another creator reach out to me on Instagram, and she was just explaining to me like her mom always tells her, like, you know, you can't make out a career out of likes on social media and this and that. But the thing is that like the traditional mindset doesn't understand that like likes equal, like even if you owned a physical store, every single like you get is like one physical person going into your store and purchasing something. Well, not really purchasing something, but it's one person like going into your store, you know, and then maybe them clicking on your bio, making a purchase on your storefront, that's actually them purchasing something. It's the same thing as it being a physical version, but virtually. But as unfortunately, like, you know, our parents and stuff, they just don't understand that like the new norm now is all virtual. Like, it's literally like social media based, and they just don't understand that, you know, because to them it's like the old traditional way of like, ay, que pusieron acá en Facebook and all the chisme, you know. It just has like that stigma that like social media is mainly for like chisme and shit like that, but it's not, you guys. And I want to tell you that if there's something that you want to pursue and your family is telling you otherwise, like, I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to realize that, like, your goals are bigger than, you know, pleasing your family. Unfortunately, it's the way that it is. And I've been through that as well, because I was literally in a point where I was trying to figure out, like, what I wanted to do with my life. Again, I always say, like, I am so fucking smart. Like, I know that I am, like, very capable of doing things. And I would get so frustrated because I'm like, I still haven't found what I wanted to do. And that's not true, you guys. The problem with me was that I never listened to my heart. I listened to my mind, because deep down inside, I knew what I wanted to do. I just knew that I wasn't going to please everybody else, right, on social media, because it has like this stigma on social media that like it's not a real job. And that's how now, like, I've started to realize that, like, I cannot listen to what my family thinks about what I'm doing, because it's only holding me back. And that's why I literally feel that, like, my career on social media is really starting to grow and actually make an impact, because I stopped listening to the people around me. And I want to tell you, you really need to stop listening to what people have to say about you and your life, because if they don't have the life that you want, or if you look at their life and you're like, that's not the life that I want, why would you take advice from that person? I always think about that. I'm like, if a family member has something to say about what I'm doing, I look at their life and I'm like, well, I don't want your life anyway, so I don't give a fuck about what you have to say about mine. And that's literally how I've started to look through life. But it also has made me realize that I have been implementing habits of a high value woman. And because the reason is because I have discovered that I am valuable. I am valuable to whatever environment that I'm in, whatever job that I have, I am valuable. And I want you to start believing the same. Start believing your value in who you are, and just know that whatever you bring to the fucking table is like the best thing ever. That's why I don't know if you guys have heard like people talk about like you really have to be delusional in your life, and I 100% feel that now. Like, you have to live through your life like if you're a fucking princess. Like, you're literally, you know, that whole like the trend with like the Passenger Princess, and it's just like, you know, like you, whatever, like that whole scenario, apply that shit to your life. I promise you, the way that it radiates your confidence, because if you really start to believe, like, just be delusional, pretend like you're in your own movie, you're in your own life story, and you're just like, okay, you're the fucking main character of your life starts to really transform and become what you're envisioning, and the way that you're, like, the energy that you're radiating to the universe starts to become so true. And honestly, you guys, and I can really like talk about this from experience because of where I'm at, and don't get me wrong, you still have your bad days, you know, but the point is to get back up, feel it, get the fuck over it, and just keep going. Keep living your life like you're the main character, which you are, bitch, but keep living your life that way, like literally, like get princess treatment and everything. Just like, if you already have everything that you want, and I'll give you guys an example. Like, I went to a coffee shop, right, the other day to work out of on Saturday. And before, I used to get shy, like, taking phone calls, because with my social media agency, we have to do, like, one-on-one phone calls and, you know, stuff like that. So I always used to get shy about talking, like, in person when there was, like, other people there. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm like, this is my movie. Like, this is my TV show. I walked up in there, like in that little cafe or whatever. I ordered my coffee, started taking my call. I'm like, other people are talking as well. Like, why am I suppressing myself so that I don't get shy, or, you know, so people don't judge me and what I'm doing? Like, no, fuck that. Everyone else is having open conversations or just talking, being loud or whatever. Like, I could do the same for myself. So I did. I sat down. I took my phone call. I literally was on the phone with, like, we were on the phone for, like, about an hour. Talked with confidence. I talked like nobody was in that cafe, you guys, and it was just me. And even after I reflected on that, and I'm like, I am so fucking proud of myself, because that is not the normal me. Like, normal me would have been so shy and been like, no, I'll just take this call at home because I was more comfortable. But that's the thing, being so high value is that you understand your value and your confidence, you guys. And I guarantee, it's this is why, like, the key to life is walking through life like so confident and being super high value. Because I guarantee, like, the people that you talk to on a day-to-day basis that you look up to or whatever, like, if there's a coworker that you're like, man, like, she's just never shy or never this and that, because they've already on some level implemented that mentality of being delusional. Like, they don't care what anybody else has to think. They know their value. And another thing to add to that is, like, if there's someone that you look up to, like, for example, I'm trying to think, like, where I work at now as a social media manager, my boss, like, honestly, he's like a huge mentor for me because he's doing a lot of the stuff that, like, I want to be doing, you know? And the way that he walks through the room and stuff, it's like he knows he's humble, but he also knows, like, what he knows, you know? But I also like the way that he creates the work environment for us, because it's not a place where you cannot be shy about speaking your mind. And I truly believe that since working there, I have gotten so confident because he actually listens and implements what we say. And I'm like, damn, it has really taught me that, like, life is really about being confident. Like, just be confident. Just act like you... Oh my God, I can't even express, like, sometimes you may not know what the fuck you're talking about, but if you talk about it with confidence, girl, they would never know that you have no idea what you're talking about. So just be delusional, be delusional. Even if it's something that you really don't know nothing about, just act like you do, fake it till you make it. And honestly, I truly believe in that, because honestly, I feel like the whole fake it till you make it, like, saying or the sign truly stemmed from someone just building their fucking confidence and just acting like they knew something. And, you know, it made people believe it. But it's crazy. Last time I realized, you guys, that I say it's crazy so much, and I got so freaking insecure about it. And I was like, damn, I really need to freaking, like, slow down and realize what I say sometimes. Oh, I had to take a tiny little break right now, you guys, because I was like, damn, I was going ham. But anyways, just going back to a little bit of, like, what I was talking about. And I've noticed that that's what it means to be a woman of high value, is just knowing how much you bring to the table and how confident you are in your capabilities and what you're willing to do and, you know, what you have and can achieve. That's what makes you a high value woman. And I'm going to share with you guys another story too. So I don't know who's listening to this, but this is kind of like a very personal story, because I never really wanted to talk about it, especially on social media, because I have a few like ex-coworkers that follow me, and I was just like, it was just a very touchy subject. So I used to work at a casino here in Las Vegas, and if you guys seen my story, you probably already know which one, but I had the worst experience, you guys, the worst fucking experience, because the beverage manager was disgusting. You know, he was just a very, like, he was a perv. Like, he was a huge time perv, and I was just very uncomfortable. And I lasted there for like 8 months because the money was so good. But every day I would go home crying, and I would tell Anthony, I'm like, this and this and that. Like, I can't stand it. Like, me da asco. Like, I don't like the feeling and this and that. And Anthony was like, dude, like, you need to, like, get out of there. Like, it doesn't matter how much money you're making. Like, that's not worth the amount of money you're making. And I started to realize, and I'm like, you know what? I need to understand my value and not be fucking afraid of missing out on the money. Like, just, you know, I cannot stay somewhere where I am not respected and I am not valued just because of the money. So that's when I finally decided to quit. I was like, you know what? I'm going to quit. I was fucking terrified, you guys, because, you know, once you start making a certain amount of money, like, you fucking literally more money, more problems, you know, you end up, you have more bills, you have, you know, you got a new car, whatever. So I was fucking terrified. I'm like, damn, how the fuck am I going to do it? Like, I'm just so used to making a certain amount of money. Like, how am I going to do it? And I really told myself, I was like, you know what? If I did it once before, I can fucking do it again. I'm like, it's only been 8 months. Like, if I figured it out before, I'm going to figure it out again. And that's exactly what I did. I said, you know what? I don't feel valued here in this workplace. This is not literally what I'm doing here does not meet what I value. And me, myself, I'm like, I'm not going to be here. So I fucking quit. And I'm like a firm believer that if you let something go that is not meant for you, or something that you want so bad to work out for you, if you just fucking let it go, something 10 times better is going to come back straight to you. And that's exactly what happened to me. It took about a year. It took about like a few more little hurdles in life. But look at where I'm at now. And if I wouldn't have let go of that fucking job, I would have stayed there. I would have been miserable. I would have been making good money. But for what? For what? Like, it wasn't making me happy. It wasn't fulfilling me. Like, I wasn't doing anything purposeful. I was fucking serving drinks. Like, what does it matter, you know? And even though it was buying me, like, certain things, I'm like, it's not always about like the physical things and the physical objects that like money can buy. And that's what really made me realize that money isn't everything. Like, yeah, it's a portal to, you know, things that you want and things like that, but it's not everything. Like, it's not worth sacrificing your value, your who you are and your beliefs to have that amount of money. That's why I was like, man, I am so fucking proud of myself for letting go of something that I thought that I wanted or I thought that I really needed because it wasn't valuing me as who I am. And I was like, man, that's what it means to be a high value woman. And I'm going to tell you, amiga, that I know that it's scary, especially if you feel like you know you need to let go of something. It's so fucking scary, but I promise you, you have that feeling for a reason and you need to let it go. And you need to let it go. Why? Because something 10 times better or something 10 times bigger is going to come towards you. I truly feel that like the universe or God or whatever takes things out of your life to bless you with something so, so much bigger. And what makes you a high value woman is walking through life knowing everything that I just said and believing it. That's why I'm saying you have to be delusional. You have to walk through life like it's your fucking movie, like it's your TV show, like everyone else is just a character and like you're the main character. And you really have to walk through life like that because that's like the only way that you're going to create the power and the life and the confidence that you want and you know is going to get you to where you want to be. Not to your dream life, amiga. We already said there's no such thing as a dream life, but it's going to get you to meet those goals that you want to meet. They could be small goals, you guys. Like, they could be as simple as, like, you want to lose a few pounds or you want to get this specific job. Like, these small goals all come from you working on your inside first and figuring out, like, what you value and who you are and what you're meant to be doing. And then you take small steps every single day towards that until you achieve it. I feel like we overthink life so, so much. And the real key, you guys, is to just go through life and literally just live it like day by day and fall in love with the process because the process of who you're becoming is going to get you to where you are. I feel like we end up like, not end up, but a lot of us really think about, you know, our dream life or like the end goal as like if it's an end point, like if it just stops there, you know. And I say that from experience because I used to have that mentality. Like, I used to have this whole vision like painted for my life, and it honestly used to make me miserable. It used to make me so upset because I valued or I connected my value and my happiness with that vision that I had for my life. Like, I had to be that vision or be living that dream in order for myself to be happy. And then I think I was like reading a book and I started to realize like you are never going to achieve that specific vision that you dream about when you're going to sleep. You're never going to achieve that because it doesn't stop there. You may achieve that moment, but it's not going to be like that every single day. Once you hit that person that you say you want to become or that dream life or that vision, it doesn't stop there. There's always more problems. There's always more experiences. There's always more challenges. And that's one thing that I really feel like people need to realize, that like there's no such thing as a dream life. And I feel like that is so toxic, you know, for people to say that like, this is how you build your dream life and this and that. No, I think the main work, you guys, is not outside in the physical level, but I think it's honestly internal and inner mindsets and realizing how valuable we are to the world. And I do believe in like having a dream car, a dream career, but not like necessarily a dream life, because honestly, I feel like there's always hurdles. There's always challenges in life. So you're never going to be 100% happy with what you're doing. But instead, I'd like to believe that like I want to have like a dream process. Like, I want to be in love with the process. I want to be in love with the person I am at every age. So like in my 30s, I want to love the person that I am. In my 40s, I want to love the person that I am. Because there has been instances where I am like not proud of the person that, you know, I was, or like the things that I was doing, because I'm like, it was just so toxic, you know? And I knew that that person was not going to get me to where I wanted to be at. So that's when I started to really do the work internally. And you have to do the same. You have to really start to dig deep and figure out like what it is that you want with your life. Like, what career do you want? Like, really narrow down your goals and figure out why you want them and start implementing those healthy habits and implementing them every single day, taking a step towards your goals every single day, amiga, and start walking through life. Like, again, it's a fucking movie theater. Start being delusional and start just acting like your life is a TV show and you're just the main character and you're building out your life. And I promise you, you are going to see your confidence, the way that you talk to people. I feel like everything just falls right into place because you're so delusional, you know? And I don't, honestly, I've heard of like being delusional as like a bad thing, but it's honestly not, because you know your value, you know what you bring to the table, you know what you want in your life, you know, the things that make you happy. Like you just understand how much value you bring into the world, that it's okay to be delusional. It's okay to walk through life like you're the fucking main character, because you are. I always listen to the sound on TikTok that's like, just remember that you're the prize. And it's so true. You are the prize. If you walk through life again, like so confident, like such a high value woman, it's all you're going to attract around you. But if you walk through life like very timid, you're just like, no, like, you know, letting people walk all over you, you're not going to achieve the life that you want that way. And I know that you want that life, amiga, because if not, you wouldn't have found my podcast and we wouldn't have clicked so well. Okay. So I know that we're all striving for the same feeling and the same confidence and the same type of life. But anyways, amiga, that is it for me today. I hope you guys got something super valuable out of today's podcast, and I will talk to you guys on next week's podcast.